You don't have to say that.
What the likes about you, Jeff?
Pazzi, first and foremost, what can you tell us about Sean Corelli's situation?
No update. I have no updates. I don't know. I was told that it should be fine, but they're checking and making sure everything's okay.
Certainly had to be a frightening moment on the bench.
It was a scary moment because you don't know what happened. Well, you know what happened, the hit, and he came back to the bench. And then what happened in the hallway, I don't know. I just saw the trainers and the medical staff. It was urgent. And it wasn't, it's not fun. You don't want to see that.
How big of a relief was it to get work pretty quickly? I think that he was going to be okay.
Yeah. So when we came back, Mike Volt told me should be fine, but they're making sure that everything's fine.
Yeah. And did you have to say anything to the team at that point?
Yes, of course. They want to know. He's their teammate, and we have a tight group, and Sean is a big piece of our leadership group. And so I gave them the report that I had, but it wasn't much. I just told them he should be fine.
I know he took a hit right before that happened. Do you have any idea what happened to cause the injury?
It seemed like a stick hit here, and so they're checking if there was any bleeding or anything like that. Because it was also his head got hit, so it was a combination of the head, upper body.
A couple of tough calls on Fantilli in the second period. How much does a young player have to get through, or do they have to in the early stages of their career, getting calls like that before they develop a reputation?
Yeah. That's a fair question. I remember Sidney Crosby, his first few years in the NHL, and he's going to earn the respect, but I don't see it that way. I don't agree with the calls, and that's okay. It's we don't have to agree. The referees have to make those calls on the spot. But I don't know to what point it's related to a first-year player. I guess there's some guys that have earned the benefit of the doubt. Maybe, but I want to believe that the referees don't take that as their primary look when they see a play.
To kind of build off that with Fantilli and Dmitry Voronkov having to go up against Tavares and Austin Matthews, obviously a big opportunity. How do you feel like they handled a tough situation?
Well, you know what? So every game we take the scoring chances, and our video guys are taking them live, and it's always a little bit more or less, but usually they're pretty accurate. And we have 20 chances for 17 against. We missed it 21 times. We missed the net, and that to me was a big piece. So Austin Matthews scores 2 goals. Elite player. Nylander, he's coming 2-on-1. It's on our power play, but that shot is perfect. Elite player. And Tavares, elite player, score goals. So those guys are elite players and can make plays when it matters. But we have Voronkov, first-year player, and Fantilli, first-year player, going against those two lines. I thought overall they did a good job. I think we could have managed to puck better. First goal against, it's on us. but overall, they did a good job. I think, so what do we monitor? A few things. The effort is number one. I think the effort was there. So, and we go from there. We're learning, we're growing. So that's where we are.
Every game you tell us that there's a growth and there's an evolution. From your perspective, what did tonight show you?
So we're playing against a team that lost, that gave up 9 goals the last time. We're playing against a team that we scored five against them in their building. So they're coming there. That's a team that is expecting to make the playoffs and expecting to compete for the Stanley Cup. And they're coming here a little bit pissed off. So our start had to be right. And we talked about our starts. So we're getting better and better. I think what we've learned today is managing the puck against a very talented hockey team. Once we started to play north, we were a much better team. But trial and error, I think they needed to see, okay, against those guys, even though you tell them, I think they need to feel it. They need to see it. And learning how to play different games. So just going back, Buffalo, a little bit more open. We score 9. We can score goals, so we know it. Then we play Washington, very tight, more a playoff style of hockey. We were able to adapt. We played a very good game, probably our best game of the year so far. And then we come here. I mean, game is 2-1. Danforth scored a goal. Next shift, he's got a breakaway again, misses the net. We've seen Chinnikov hitting the post on the power play. That might be a difference maker. We have Provorov missing the net on an entry. Great play in the offensive zone. So we have our times. It's just to make sure that we manage. I feel like tonight we've learned, what we're going to learn from that game is how we're going to manage the puck against a team like Toronto.
Anything else? Real quick, the numbers you cited, 20 and 17 chances for and against, is that all situations or is that just 5-on-5?
All situations. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.